A watchdog group, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, has argued that Representative Green illegally transferred more than $600,000 in Political Action Committee donations from his federal campaign fund to his bid for governor. The group said Green either exceeded state limits on PAC contributions or included money from PACs that violated Wisconsin registration requirements. Four Democrats and the Libertarian on the elections board have outvoted Republicans 5-2 to order Green's campaign to divest itself from the PAC funds within 10 days. The Democracy Campaign's research director, Mike Bilo, says the decision is a victory for voters.
I think that they expect campaigns where they know where the money is coming from. And the fact is that without having these PACs register, the PACs that donated the money register, it's not always evident who's behind those PACs.
The Elections Board passed a rule early last year that would have blocked Green from transferring some federal campaign funds. Republican state legislators halted that action, but failed to pass a law that would have taken away the Election Board's control over the issue. So the Democracy Campaign and Wisconsin Democrats argued the 2005 rule was back in place. But Green's attorney, Don Millis, says last year's rule was only meant to control future transfers, and Green had converted much of the money just before last year's vote.
When the board adopted this rule in 2005, they knew it was prospective only. When they adopted it, the staff knew it was prospective only. In other words, it was going to have a forward effect, but it wasn't going to affect Congressman Green because he had already converted his funds. Now, a new board, which has five members representing parties who are opponents of Green for Wisconsin, have decided that they can change the rules in the middle of the game.
The Green campaign will decide whether to take the new elections board ruling to court. For now, the campaign says the decision is emblematic of the corruption that's invaded state government under Doyle. Doyle's campaign says Green should get rid of his dirty money. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Brookfield.